Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Capture.
and I just slapped ya with a handful of literature. This dope death threat type choice moves the poor. Rappers I replace, rub out and erase. Competition, you must be on freebase. Smoking or choking, bound to be broken. Now get your damn hands off the mic that I'm choking. Cause I got a stranglehold. You're still cold off parole for the role you stole. Rhymes that you yell out, but you did sell out. Crossed over, lost over here, now get the hell out. I'm not a pop star, rock and roller. I'm a rebel, blessed, able to hold a mic like a hammer. And drop a rapper, treat a rapper like a wrestler. The body slammer.
Columbia. Columbia.
South Carolina.
All right, one of these things.
Together.
I just cooking your ass off. See, ladies and gentlemen, we be chopping it up. We be chopping it up. Hey, again, to catch up on the recipes, and she got a couple of dope ones tonight she's going to share live with you out of her kitchen. We don't have pictures of the recipes per se, but we do have a lot of pictures of desserts. So, again, we're chopping it up with Fee. Before we go any further, all the way live from the DMV on the wheels. Yo, nice vibes, bro. Nice way to start it off. Hey, James.
Thank you, man. I put a little bit. I've been wanting to do one of those for a while. So I got another one for y'all later on if we got time for it.
Nice way to kick it off and then transition, you know what I'm saying? A little old school. Nice dope mix. Hey,
gotta show the history. Gotta show the history. Man.
Hey, and the diversity. Hey, we're going to get back into the convo about building relationships. How well do you know your child's teacher? Again, Patrice Brown, a lot of heat this week for all the wrong reasons. You know, her attire deemed inappropriate, unprofessional maybe. Really not sure. But my question, can you really judge a book by its cover? There are some teachers that appear to be on it, and they are not on it by far. There's some people who present well, right? But they just aren't on point. But then there's some people that we judge from afar. We think we know a lot about them, like just based on what they got on. I mean, can we really judge? How well do you know your child's teacher? That and more when we come back. It's 9/11. Hump Day! See you on the radio live.
Happy birthday, guys.
Ooh, yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Clean version, don't worry. Clean version.
Yeah.
In the living room, getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. Oh, it's for Uchi. Oh, you ain't know how many O's in the bankroll. Sort of like the game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But my name ain't Regis. Nah, the one they call when they want their thing beat up. Honeys for bodies, keep brave hearts, guns in the party. Waves, braids, baldies, trademarks, the army. Is that horse? It must be. I heard he husky. Yeah, there go jungle, eyes red, looking for trouble. And that's Nas dancing with dimes, but who his man is? The imperial thug is Cody Grand Wiz. We taking honeys to the crib tonight. Guarantee we gon' get up in they rib tonight. Check the new slang, it's changed. The Braveheart gang name. When you see me pass, you holla, Uchi Bang Bang.
Uchi Wally Wally, Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wally Wally, Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wally Wally, Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wally Wally.
Look, you hypnotized on how my long, strong stretch the insides for real, ma. With your thick lips and thick thighs, stroke both holes, path of the nine, or path of the nace, or path of the young, or path of the horse. Then that fatty getting tossed. Forget a hustler book, penthouse, a black tail. I got Jordan sending my dog slicks in jail. I take nothing but fate, more than a weight. Real, and ain't no Uchi like you, Uchi. That's how a brother feel. Bust 3 times, throw with a peace sign. She sleeps in my sleep, and I ain't got a caller for weeks. Little young thing, go around my with your tongue ring. Reach for the 9-inch, gut from the front end, grind from the side end, gut from behind end. Grab her hand, slap her butt, screaming like she's dying. Make her shiver 4 times without even trying. I beat that Uchi up, there's no denying. Hit her where she be at, make the booty fat. Little cutie rap, walking by with the doobie rap. Tight blue jeans and max, small Gucci bag. No loot and no job, stay home giving jobs. Like no prob, it's info. Holla out the window, it's the Project Nympho. Got my whole crew, you know how we do. You got that good Uchi, I can share with my people. Be a brave girl, do your thing, let them sing. I have all the women sing.
Ooh, she wallet, ooh, she bang gang. Ooh, she wallet, ooh, she bang gang. Ooh, she wallet, ooh, she bang gang. Ooh, she wallet, ooh, she really, really, really worth my body. He really, really, really turned me out. He really, really, really got the goodness. He really, really made me.
similar to the Thriller in Manila. Ladies call me Horse, the booty filler. I wrestle big bone or slim chick. Beat that pooch up real quick and send on the trip. It ain't no sleeping in my bedroom with Henny's in my tip. When Flex drop the bomb, I bust a nut on his Give throat seeds to go. The focus that shows who like the way I thug and the way I flow. I like bass in the bins before the article. Face in the staircase, the cellar or the roof. Face in the studio, the bathroom or the booth. Face from a project chick or one with crazy loot. Like Nia Long in the cherry thong with the lights on. Sipping Perrier with Kelly Price on. I pull out my python. I hit it while my wife's on. Long and sick Joe Knight. I make a Poochie sing this song.
Hey, he really, really, wow. Brought back so many memories. 9:15 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hammer Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam Boston, the General, and Chopping It Up with Fear segment. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But our topic. Our topic tonight is, do you really know, or how well do you really know your child's teacher? 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. And I'm going to bring a little bit of clarity to the situation where, and it's funny because I've been trying to, you know, do my little research for the segment or whatever and found out it's so hilarious that they have named this quickly Patrice Brown, who's the subject of kind of like this uproar that's going on here in the Atlanta area. They've named her Teacher Bay, number one. Teacher Bay, number one. Number two, her Instagram page now has 199,000 followers.
I'm about to get that check. I'm about to get that verification check.
What?
Watch.
Yes. Yeah. And it's gonna be real. I've gone through her photos, and I mean, you know, given what I see, I can't.
Don't hate.
I'm not hating at all. Cause listen, I can always appreciate a good looking sister. No. As they would say, no homo. But
yeah, I got
The way our young boys are set up these days. I throw it back to an episode of one of my favorite shows, Everybody Loves Chris, Everybody Hates Chris, where Chris's brother Drew could not focus in his history class. So he could answer all of the questions at home, but when he got to school and went to go and take a test or something like that, he was failing horribly. So his mother sends his father to the school to figure out why, and it ends up Eva Marcel from America's Next Top Model fame ends up being his teacher. Gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. So, you know, that's why Drew couldn't focus, which, you know, I could probably kind of see in this situation with Patrice Brown, where it's actually been clarified in an article on UpRocks. Where it says that she's not an actual teacher, that she's a paraprofessional with the district and has been given, quote unquote, guidance regarding the APS employee dress code.
But
does it really matter if she's a teacher? She's in the teaching environment, right? I don't think it really matters. This is the question that I think is the real deal. Regardless of how a teacher presents or how they look on the outside, like, cause that we like to judge the book
by the cover, right?
How well do we really know our educators? What kind of relationship do we really have? How many times have you actually had a conversation with a teacher?
Your child's teacher.
That was a steamy one. Because your child, you know, came home, something was wrong, your child's grades was bad, or it was just the parent-teacher conference or a PTA meeting. How many of us take time to really get to know, right, the books that we judge by the covers?
Mm-hmm.
And now, right now, say you have, you know, kids in school right now. Well, what kind of relationship do you have with your child's teacher?
Oh, I'm very involved with all my kids' teachers. This year, I haven't been able to, like, kind of, you know, dig my nails into the terrain the way I want to yet. Things are still kind of coming together in our personal life. But just the history shows that with my son's teachers, they knew me when I walked in the building.
you know, to the point to where I didn't have to, like, really stop for the straight ID check like everybody else did. Like, I was there. You know, I mean, the teacher knew me by first name. I knew them by first name. We talked about life outside of school. So I make sure that I ingratiate myself with the environment to be able to let them know that I'm an involved parent and that they have two involved parents so that you can't pull a fast one on us. And we both, you know, that's just how it is because I want to make sure that they can't pull a fast one because a lot of times in these schools, I know we're about to go to break, they're quick to label these kids when they see some kind of, if they feel there's some kind of extra or some kind of deficiency that they may find prevalent with them. And I had to let them know, no, my child is just active. He just likes to play a lot. Don't try to test him or label him any kind of way. So things like that kind of come into play. That's a side note. But at the end of the day, I'm all the way in. I'm 100%
That's a example, though, of building a relationship and what I think is needed on behalf of young people, specifically black young people that's still in the education system. Listen, here in Atlanta, and I thought where I came from in Tampa was really bad, and you all know who've been following the show that I was active in the education system in Florida. Here in Georgia, there's a law that is going to be on the books this November the 8th, Election Day, where if the school is failing, the governor of the state of Georgia is taking the money away from the school and they are privatizing it. There's a law that's set to be passed that effective 3 years from this year, if a school fails the scorecard that your child attends, they lose the money and they're going to bring in someone else to oversee the privatization of that school.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A whole concept if the plan is not solid. Hey, we're talking about building relationships and how old do you know your child's teacher. When we come back, hey, we're going to chop it up with Fee. She's going to drop some knowledge of how we can keep it sexy in the kitchen, and we'll keep the conversation going. It's 9:22. We'll be right back. The Social Lab. Team Hot Mic.
I love it though. You know? Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin. You my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but you done learned a lot from Satan. Waiting. We ain't married, but tonight I need some consummation. May the Lord forgive us, may the God be with us. In that magic hour, I've seen good Christians make rash decisions. Oh, she do it, what happened to religion? Oh, she lose it, she putting on her makeup. She casually allure, text message breakup. The casualty of tour, how she don't wake up. And that love me no more, I thought I was that. I guess it's rubbing off, hood phenomenon, the LeBron of rhyme. Hard to be humble when you stunting on a jumbotron. I'm looking at her like, this what you really wanted, huh? Why we arguing anyway? Oh, I forgot it's summertime. Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin, you my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but she done learned a lot from Satan. Did a lot of waiting. We ain't married, but tonight I need some consummation. When the sun goes down, it's the magic hour. The magic hour. And out of all the colors that'll fill up the skies, you got green on your mind. I can see it in your eyes. Why you standing there with your face screwed up? Don't leave while you're hot, that's how mace screwed up. So around the whole place screwed up. Maybe I should call Mace so he could pray for us. I hit the Jamaican spot at the bar, take a seat. I ordered your jerk, she said you are what you eat. You see, I always loved a sense of humor, but tonight you should have seen how quiet the room was. Leo Cone, a Dior Ohm, that Dior homie. The Chris Scarface, could it be more Tony? You love me for me, could you be more phony? Put your hands to the constellation. The way you look should be a sin. You my sensation. I've been said a word. I've said a word to me this evening. Can't get your tongue.
Mom and Radio, we got Fee on the line, and we're chopping it up live out of Columbia, North Carolina.
Okay, here we go, guys. What I'm going to give you tonight is something real super sexy in the kitchen for breakfast. We're going to do an omelet in a bag. So what we're going to do, we're going to take two eggs, two slices of any type of meat you would like. Would you like turkey, ham, whatever it may be? A half a cup of shredded cheese, a tablespoon of chopped onions. This is all optional. You can do a tablespoon of chopped green bell peppers, some fresh tomato, cilantro, some mushrooms. And what you're going to do basically with this, you're going to crack your eggs into a large resealable freezer bag. You press out most of the air and you seal it. And when you, I'm sorry, in as well with your eggs, you're going to mix in your veggies and your meat as well. You shake and you squeeze the bag so that all of your mixture is together. You're going to put on a hot boiling pot of water, and you're just going to take your Ziploc bag and stick it in the water, and you're going to boil your eggs and your veggies and your meat until everything comes together. So what you would do to make sure that your omelet has formed, you would take it out of the water, and if your egg kind of separates, you just put it back in your water. Once you put it back in and your egg actually moves in one direction, your omelet is done. All you do is snip the top off of it, and it actually slides out onto your plate in the form of an omelet. It's extremely healthy. You're not adding any oil. You're not adding any butter or anything into that. All you're doing is getting your nice fresh veggies and your meat, or if you want to just do a straight veggie one, you can do that. But I like to do that, like, if my kids are having a sleepover or if I want to get really sexy with my honey and want to make it really quick, make him a nice breakfast, make sure that is together. That's boiling. That's getting together while I'm getting him together, if you follow me. So, yes, you can try that, and I think that's something that you guys will find kind of fun and different, and you guys got to let me know how that works out for you.
Hey, if you want to follow the omelet in a bag, you can go to TMHymanRadio.com right now. The recipe is on the website. Sweet Tooth LLC is the name of the company. Again, omelet in a bag. We'll have more from Fee. We'll keep chopping it up in the next half hour. You're in tune to TM Hymen Radio. It's the social lab. It's a social lab. Did y'all hear those crickets? we'll be back. We'll be right back.
I hate both of you, just so you know. I hate both of you.
You ever rip that goddamn thing out the wall, girl?
Shut up.
Ho, you are not ready. Unstoppable dynasty. Young ho.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Ho.
I just want you to know. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty.
marriage. Keep it real, ma, you saving it for carrots. You wanna see how far I'ma go, how much I'ma spend, but you already know. Zip zero, stingy with De Niro. Might buy you crisp, but that about it. Might light your wrist, but that about it. I might wipe you and buy your nice whip, ma, but you really gotta ride nice. Know how to work your hips and your head priceless. Perfection of the hove, and I never let you down. Get you bling like the Neptune sound. Okay, hot hold, too hot to hold. Ladies love me long time like two pop souls. Only way to roll, jiggering two ladies, I'm too cold. Motorola, two-way page, come on.
Give it to me. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bully me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bully me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know.
And girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in LA, bubbling in Dublin. Can't deny me. Why would you want to? You need me. Why don't you try me? Baby, you want to? Believe me.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bully me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Joining us. It's Hump Day Wednesday. It's 9:32 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:32 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out.
Yeah.
So tonight we are talking about building relationships. And how well do you know your child's teacher? And like Pam asked, do you know their first name? Do you even know what they look like? You know? How well do you know your child's teacher? My child is out of school, so yeah, yay. But we have people on the panel that have children in school. I'll start with Sabe. Sabe, how is, do you know your child's teacher?
Okay, the chief.
Yeah, it's all good, but I'll, you know, it's all good, son. Okay. I know her name is, I found out her name is Jenna. And immediately my mind went to Smut.
Don't do it.
Yeah, cause
terrible.
Terrible.
Already done.
I already had a pre-made of my mind. She got to be a low key porn star, son. But when I saw, I was like, no, can't be the case.
Not the same one, right?
If she is, I'm not gonna click on that video.
That's just your nasty ass thinking that.
Hey, man. A little Smut don't hurt nobody.
I mean, so you asked Sabe, I mean, he talked earlier about, you know, really having a relationship with teachers in school, but even though your daughter just graduated from high school, I mean, how was your relationship with her teachers as she was coming up?
As she was, the beginning of high school, not so much. Toward the end of high school, like her teachers would email me, you know, because I was in a different state. Before being in a different state, though, I was at the school every other day, if not every day, to eat lunch with her, you know, talk to the teachers before they start class, stuff like that. And, I mean, it made a difference, though, because anytime that she did anything, good or bad, they contacted me and they knew that you know, that communication window was open. So they could call me for anything, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't
Your kids have been out of school for a while, Chocolate. I mean, but were you an involved parent? Were you a member of the PTA?
Member of the PTA through junior high school. Once my oldest son got to high school, it made it a little bit harder because of the schedule that I was working at Bank of America, but was still involved very closely with his teachers, where we had email communication and they had my phone number where they knew they could call me for anything, you know, regarding whatever was going on with him. The youngest son, I wasn't able to get involved in his life until a lot later, because he lived with his biological mother, but his later years in junior high school and high school, yes, I was.
Hey, I'm pretty impressed with the fact that it sounds like for the most part, you know, we've been engaged. You know, I have God kids that I've engaged teachers. And so, you know, I'm pretty impressed. Hey, let's do this. Let's pause for the call.
What's wrong?
Hey, come
radio
up.
Show?
We got sports. We got sports out of the DMV. Hey, but we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. How well do you know your teachers? We want to hear from you. We'll hear from Fee. Chop it up a little bit more. But again, on the other side, sports from Save James. It's a social lab. Team Hyman Radio Live.
When you'll need someone, I will be by your side. I take my chances before they pass me by.
I do a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gonna start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. The relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened on him, let's rely.
Record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Rush Town Management. But check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid and paid
full,
and paid.
Full,
and paid
full.
And paid.
Thank you.
pro-pro. But I could be fireball, diddly bum. Here I come to be the piper. I'm hyper than Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a super califragilistic tic tac pro. I gave a oopsie daisy, now you got the crazy. Crazy with the books, googly goo, where's the gravy? So one, two, buckle my, shoe, yabba do, hibbity hoo, crack a bruise, a trick or treat. Drum a beat, hip my dribbity, drop the hit. The books get on your mark, and fuck, I don't stop. It's just dress, they double dress, the swiggity smack, so whiz, kiss. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit. Stick my waist bones connected to my hip. Bone, my hip bones connected to my thigh bones connected to my knee bones connected to my party, Jimmy Jabber, Georgia Jabber, that's a funny bone. Get the whole routine, I'd rather have my honeycomb, or preferably the just for me, let's figure these fuck the butts on. Dun, 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 dun.
Welcome back, Team Hyman Radio Live. Yo, next up is your man from another sports land, Sage James with the sports report. Okay.
There you go. She got back on. Thank you. All right, yo, your sports report. For 9/14/16. Tomorrow we got the Jets and the Bills at 8:30 p.m. on NFL Network. Fitzpatrick has yet to figure out Rex Ryan's defense, so that may not fare too well for him in this showing tomorrow night. It is almost a must-win for them, or their season is going to be finished. RG3 will be sidelined for at least 8 weeks due to a fracture in his shoulder and his non-throwing arm after a hit going out of bounds. The boy needs to learn how to slide, man. Slide. Broncos safety Darian Stewart has been fined $18,231 for the helmet-to-helmet hit against last year's MVP, Cam Newton, the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. Brandon Marshall of the Denver Broncos, the defensive compadre of Darian Stewart, has also been fined $24,309 for the same offense of helmet-to-helmet hit. Now, yes, now he's been fined more because he's, quote-unquote, a repeat offender. Now, speaking of Brandon Marshall, this is the same gentleman that lost two endorsements for his indirect result of the silent protest of the national anthem, but he is being sought out by Russell Simmons. Everybody knows Russell Simmons, for an endorsement deal for Rush Card. So, one door closes, another one opens. That's just how it works. But remember, y'all,
good
when
job,
it comes to this
one.
National anthem protest, a zebra don't change his stripes. More people connected to the professional sports realm are slowly showing their true colors as far as the national anthem controversy goes. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones expressed his delight that – expresses delight none of his players took part in the protest. Clemson coach Dabo Sweeney feels it's out of place and that we as a people have nothing to complain about because we have a two-term African-American president, which by his standard fulfills the MLK's dream. Baseball manager Tony La Russa says he would have no place for it in his clubhouse. Speaking of the MLB, Orioles outfielder Adam Jones, when asked about the current situation of sport, replies he's not taking a stance only because baseball is a white man's sport. And his claims are validated by the 8% roster filling of African Americans on MLB rosters across the nation. Okay, so NFL teams stood for the national anthem before, right? Always stood for, right? Not quite.
Right.
Before 2009, teams would actually stay in the locker rooms when it was being presented to the stadium. The national anthem. With help from the Department of Defense and the National Guard, get this, between 2011 and 2014, The Department of Defense paid NFL teams $5.4 million to stage on-field displays of patriotism. And the National Guard paid $6.7 million between the years of 2013 and 2015 for this same cause. Now, this may blow up in everybody's face when the chickens come home to roost. So NFL owners and aficionados and commentators, pundits, and just fans alike, you have two choices right now. You can either send them back to the locker room or shut up. Patriotism shows that only one color still matters, which is green.
Green,
so, America,
baby,
ask yourself this question. If you enslave a group of people for over 300 years, terrorize and disenfranchise this same group for another 150 years, how can you be angry when they don't applaud your history? Boom! This is your sports report for 9/14/16. Run, tell that, Drew.
Here you go.
Hey, we got the Cam Newton and Chance the Rapper on a cover of GQ magazine. Let's do it, Cam. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls, come right back, and we're going to chop it up a little bit more with Fee. It's the Social Lab. It's 9:47.
Hey, yo, swing, 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 chop, chop, chop. Yo, that's the sound when MCs get mopped. Don't come around town without the hip in your hop, because when the shit hits the fan, that ass will get dropped. MCs want to attack me, but them punks can't go. I have you left without a job, like I could from the love boat. The money, watch them out, I might have to bust you. Battling MCs from JFK to Russia, back down to London, Sweden and Brazil. Do a U.S. tour for 3 months, and then I chill. Styles be fat like Jackie Gleason, the rest be art corny. People love the dog like the kids love Barney. I love you, you love me. This 45 dog is your favorite MC. So move back yourself, Dread, you know the element. The tribe is good for your health like a can of nutriment. MCs don't have no wins, MCs don't have no bitch. And a bustle full of Jerry's kids. Your crew don't want it, and your crew don't want it. But if you feel you can swing it, the money please bring it. Large professor in the house, you know how we do. I stay on your crew, like Mario Lemieux. Pizza, Ike, Mark, and the rest of the crew. I meet you guys in front of the cleaners, bring the runs and the fruit.
1988, senior year at Garvey High, where all the guys were corny, but the girls were mad fly. Lounging with the tipster, cooling with shop, scoping out the honey. They know who they are, I was the b-ball playing. Fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting, but never was I sweating. Cause when it came to honeys, I was going a stroke. Until I met my match, her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go. Cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice me for my bank. Swinging with my main man, Lucky, behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me that. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy, used to love them. Leave them.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It is 9:47 where I am here in the A, and we continue on chopping it up with Fee. Hey, what else you got for us, Mama?
What we got tonight is my sweet potato dump cake. We've now transitioned into the fall, so we're going to look into some real simple, simple fall flavored desserts. This one here is extremely easy. You're going to get one box of yellow cake mix, a can of sweet potatoes, a stick of butter, and this is optional. You can get a can of crushed pineapple or a half a cup of coconut or a half a cup of chopped nuts. Those are all optional. What you're going to do is you're going to grease a 9x13 baking dish. I just utilize some butter just to grease the bottom of the pan. You take the mashed sweet potatoes, stir in your pecans and your pineapples if you choose to, spread this on your baking dish. Then you would take your cake mix dry and just sprinkle over the top. Take a stick of melted butter, pour that over the top, bake it at 350 degrees for about 45 minutes to an hour until the cake actually rises and you have your sweet potato dump cake. Serve it with a nice little scoop of vanilla ice cream, and you're real good.
You can go to the website right now if you did not have your pen and paper ready. You can also find the sexy and saucy shrimp along with many other recipes. But that dump cake is on the site right now. I don't know what you all's favorite has been thus far, but I'm going to tell you that I still have dreams of my blue velvet cupcake in a jar.
Mine is those Henny wings and those lobster potato bisque, the lobster
the
and bisque potatoes from Miami.
The Henny wings in Miami were
yes.
absolutely off the chain, and the lobster
yeah.
potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and the banana pudding.
I'm still dreaming about my future ex-wife, Miss Patrice Brown.
You know what?
You can find his wife on the website as well. right now, radio.com. Hey, if you got questions for Fee, listen, you got anything you want to know about recipes, or you got questions about how you can spice it up in the kitchen. Hey, we got a few minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Listen, I think it's quite crazy going back to your wifey, homie. I think it's kind of crazy how, you know, people can get exposure overnight through the power of social media. If Twitter
yes.
and IG did not exist, we would not know who Patrice Brown is. And
nope.
So good, bad, different folks, you better be careful, because what you post might be on a damn Today Show tomorrow and on
that's
social
right.
media today.
That's right.
Protect your neck. Be careful. Unbelievable. Go, hey, but for real, go visit a teacher. Go talk to your child's teacher. Introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that you can't pull a fast one, like you can't pull over on the Jameses, because his husband and wife, they tag team out at the school. That's what
Not
we need more
hit.
Of our communities, black people. Right now, I'm talking to black people specifically, because other people show up at the school. How do I know? Because I see them.
That's right.
Listen.
Yeah.
Stand up for your child. If you don't stand up, nobody else will. Again, here in the state of Georgia, on election day, Tuesday, November the 8th, a huge shift is going to happen. And if people don't stand up on behalf of their child, the education system is going straight to hell in the state of Georgia. Vote no on Amendment 1. Tell anyone you know in the state of Georgia, vote no on Amendment 1. But better than that, go register to vote.
Let's
and
start there,
don't,
right?
You ain't got nothing to say about it.
It's not just nothing. About Hillary and Trump, folks. It's not
well,
about
it's a lot
Donald
about it,
and,
but, you know.
There's a lot. Well, it's a lot, but it's not all about them, folks. There's
yeah,
a lot of
true.
Stuff. That they're not even going to touch in your
yeah.
in your city and in your state. That's also going on the ballot, going on the vote ballot for Tuesday, November the 8th. So you're going to vote for Hillary or Donald, yes, but you're also going to be voting on a lot of stuff locally and a lot of stuff regionally that you
mm-hmm.
got to be able to weigh in on. Do you know why
mm-hmm.
some streets in our communities are raggedy and have not been fixed in years, and then there's other streets and other neighborhoods, the road is always pristine? Do you know why? It's not because people don't like black people. That's not the reason why. The real reason is the money doesn't come in our community because we don't go ask for it through our votes. That's why roads are raggedy in our community. Stand up, America. Stand up, black people. Black lives matter, but we got to take our own lives in our own hands. Stop playing. Stop making excuses. Let's do this. Register to vote. Tuesday, November the 8th is not a game. If Donald Trump becomes president, I'm not sure what the future
What's
going
to happen, yeah. All right.
Real talk. Right.
Hey, let's go to the phones. We got somebody on hold. We got a resident caller. What'd it be like, Coop? What's the climate out there, man?
Man, the climate is nice. It's not as hot as it was earlier this summer. But the climate in Atlanta, Georgia right now, with that teacher.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Man, I would be at class every day checking on my child. I go to my daughter's school a lot now anyway, but damn.
Brother, I'm trying to register at that school, like Billy Madison. Hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I need some classes I need to make up.
Terrible, just terrible.
I done took fourth grade lightly. Yo, I wish my fourth grade teacher like that, man. My fourth grade teacher like a cross between Miss Doubtfire and Yoda. Was nothing like that,
wow.
Yo.
Wow.
And Yoda. Hey, we're back on Friday. Oh,
Yoda.
If you see that, you wouldn't. Yeah, I guarantee you. Anybody from Mount Vernon listen to this joint went to Lincoln School. Yeah, I know Miss Anderson, fourth grade teacher. She like a cross between Miss Doubtfire and Yoda.
You are a mess.
Hey, I think we all had it. We had Miss Mercer.
she was
good looking with an attitude.
I had Miss Lucas. I had Miss Lucas. She was my
Miss. What did she look like? Patrice is my question.
Far from.
Hell nah. I'd have been talking about it to this day.
Far from this day.
To this day.
Just thank those teachers. That's why you all have the intelligence level that you have right now, because you can focus.
Celebrate.
I ain't mad at it. I just wish they all looked like her.
No, you don't, because you wouldn't learn nothing.
Hey,
oh, I would have learned.
I did want to double back to Fee. Fee, we've been talking about your recipes and making it hot in the kitchen, but as a parent, how well do you know your child's teachers?
Well, I do what I call drive-bys. I show up anytime during the day. It could be your first period. It could be your sixth period. It could be lunch. I will show up. I know, especially my seventh grader, she's a talker. So she's real quick to say, oh, the teacher didn't, no, ma'am. So I learned very early with her. I had to be on a first name basis with the teacher. And here they have what they call the parent portal, where you could just log on and you could see their work. So there's no room for doubt. You know, I can either pick up the phone, I can ride by, I can log on. So there's no room for her to come at me with, mommy, I don't have mommy, I didn't know. No, you just need to shut up. So me and the teacher, you know, we have that type of rapport. You know, we have that type of rapport. That, you know, if she out of line, hey, call me.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm pretty proud of all of you. You're accountable parents. I mean, all of y'all sound like, I mean, you've really been on the case and you've been in your teacher's face, and that's what's required.
That's a plus.
She sounds like my mother. My mother would do that. She would pop up at school. My mother would pop up. I'd be in class cutting up. And next thing, my mother pop up school so much that my friends, even the ones that didn't live in my neighborhood, knew who she was. And I'd be in the class cutting up, and they'd be like, Brian, your mother here. And I'd turn around and look, and she's standing right there in the front of the room looking at me cutting up. And I'm like,
that's
damn.
Right.
Hey, we're
that's
back
right.
on Friday. We up out of here. Hey, good night.
All right. Have a good one, y'all.
Whatever you do, do it well.
TM Hammer Radio, The Social Lab. See you back at Center Stage Live on Friday.
Patrice Brown has an equitable distribution of pyroplasm. Promise you.
Really?
You know what? Done.
That's my
so done.
Future. That's my future baby mama.
Equitable.
All right. Okay.
Peace.
Patrice.
Peace.